Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Join us for the 14th Annual Cache Valley Cowboy Rendezvous, March 11th through the 17th at the Cache County Event Center in Logan, Utah. The Cowboy Rendezvous boasts free admission to daytime stages of continuous Western music and cowboy poetry and the vendor area, plus live-streamed shows. Get your tickets for the featured events, including the Thursday night kickoff concert with Trinity Seely and Ned Ledoux, a family dance Friday night, a Saturday matinee featuring Wiley Gustafson, and the Saturday evening concert with Dave Stamey. Then the whole weekend culminates Sunday morning with Cowboy Church. Tickets are available at the door or on their website at cvcowboy.org. We'll see you at the Cache Valley Cowboy Rendezvous, March 11th through the 17th at the Cache County Event Center in Logan, Utah. Come feed your inner cowboy. Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-hole. Just because you can. Well, it means you have to.
Right? You've got to.
You better. Yeah, yes. That's right. Let's have some poetry, shall we?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Dean of Cowboy Poets is riding along with us, the late Baxter Black, classic poem, Vegetarian's Nightmare.
Ladies and diners, I make you a shameful, degrading confession. A deed of disgrace. In the name of good taste, though I did it, I meant no aggression. I had planted a garden last April and lovingly sang it a ballad. But later in June, beneath a full moon, forgive me, I wanted a salad. So I slipped out and fondled a carrot. Caressing its feathery top. With the force of a brute, I tore out the root, and it whimpered and came with a pop. Then laying my hand on a radish, I jerked, and it left a small crater. Then with the blade of my true-value spade, I exhumed a slumbering tater. Celery I plucked. Ah, I twisted a squash. Tomatoes were wincing in fear. I choked the romaine. It screamed out in pain. Their anguish was filling my ears. I finally came to the lettuce. As it cringed at the top of the row. With one wicked slice, I beheaded it twice. As it writhed, I dealt a death blow. I butchered the onions and parsley till my hoe was all covered with gore. I chopped and I whacked without looking back. Then I stealthily slipped in the door. My bounty lay naked and dying. So I drowned them to snuff out their life. I sliced and I peeled as they thrashed and they reeled on the cutting board under my knife. I violated tomatoes. So their innards could never survive. I grated and ground till they made not a sound. Then I boiled the tater alive. Then I took the small broken pieces I had tortured and killed with my hands and tossed them together, heedless of whether they suffered or made their demands. I ate the mitt. Forgive me, I'm sorry. But hear me, though I'm a beginner, those plants feel pain. Though it's hard to explain to someone who eats them for dinner. I intend to begin a crusade for plants' rights, including chickpeas. And the ACLU will be helping me, too. In the meantime, please pass the blue cheese.
That's right. Please pass the blue cheese.
That reminds me.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, Tina's got to make us some more blue cheese.
Right. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, that reminds me of another story that Baxter was telling about, and I think he wrote a poem about it as well, but deer wrestling.
Deer wrestling,
yeah.
That's a thing.
Yeah. Well, a couple of rodeo cowboys figured that they could put their steer wrestling skills into play and decided they were going to do some deer wrestling, and took a pretty good beating.
Well, the antlers aren't the problem, are they?
No, the front feet. They will beat the snot out of you. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, we'll have to play that sometime. Well,
yeah, dig that out.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. And just because you can doesn't mean you should take the shortcuts. Right?
Oh, dear.
I know. I'm bringing
took
up.
Took a shortcut from Filer to Blackfoot.
Blackfoot one time, yeah.
Across the
on
desert.
On your way to Oakley. You know, what, Nels, are you listening here?
Paying attention.
We got when we told that story way back when, we got a voicemail from Nels. We won't tell you his full name.
Right.
But his initials are Nels Peterson.
That's right.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, he sent us a voicemail talking about that story, and I saved it.
We got to play it.
I've got
we
it.
We got to dig it out. We got to play it.
I've got it. I still have it on my phone. I'm gonna pull that.
Well, he needs his 5 minutes of fame.
Absolutely right. Yeah. Shortcuts. Right.
Yeah.
Through the beaver pond.
Oh yeah.
A shortcut.
Yeah.
Through the beaver pond.
In the old international
harvester
two-wheel
pickup.
Two-wheel drive
pickup.
Yeah.
Rear wheel drive pickup.
Yeah.
And I was so young. All I remember is the water gushing in on the floorboards.
The floorboards.
That's all I remember.
And you and I was jumping up on the seat to get out of the water.
That's all I can remember. I don't remember why we were going through the beaver pond. I don't know. We obviously got out.
We did.
We got out the other side.
Didn't drown the distributor or nothing.
No, but I still remember it.
Good memories.
Dang good memories.
Dang good.
Hey, we need to end the show.
Why?
Well, because we have Gary Allegretto and Ian Espinosa riding along with us. Yeah, sounds like a spaghetti western, doesn't it?
Does.
Yeah. Hey, they are singing Abilene.
On the westbound train came a lady fair in a silk lace hat and raven hair. The station man helped her down gently. Welcome to Abilene. The crowd grew hushed in the smoke-filled air as the sheriff walked up the stairs. What could his business be calling on a lady new to Abilene? She said, "I'm Miss Gray from Baltimore, and I believe you recall what I came for. My brother Billy Gray sadly shot down in Abilene." She said, "Before I leave this dreadful place, I swore death I would meet face to face. The one who walks these streets nightly, stars walking his prey in Abilene. The sheriff laughed and said, "Forgive me, man, but it's unwise to presume who I am. And it's a dangerous game you're playing, one that will end in Abilene." All rocked like a hurricane. One last call before the boys hit the plane. Nobody noticed anything suspicious when the light went out in Abilene. On an eastbound train rode a lady fair in a silk lace hat and raven hair. A little smile on her lips, playing justice served in Abilene.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Wait.
You got some more?
Wait.
Yeah.
What about bear wrestling?
Oh, the circus.
The circus. And kangaroo boxing.
And kangaroo boxing. Oh, that brings up stories. Oh, my goodness sakes. I'd see if I can get some of these.
All right.
I worked for a vet. Summer in between college,
right?
And he was the vet to a small zoo,
okay.
Little tiny zoo. And we were
not a pet zoo.
No, we were called on to do some interesting things. We needed to sedate a black bear in order to transport him.
Right.
So we go, and he shoots the bear with his tranquilizer dart.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't put him under completely. You have to
for a long time.
You have to jump in there and you have to give him another shot to really sedate him. Well, this bear was so haired up, we could not find a vein.
Can't get at him.
Finally, he says, "Well, there's a vein on the back of the tongue."
No.
Okay, so I'm the assistant. He's the vet. And he grabbed the jaws, open up the jaws. Okay.
That's the dangerous end.
I know. So I do. He grabs the tongue, and just as he pokes the bear in the back of the tongue with that needle, the eyes go bing.
Oh, no.
Open up.
No.
And I yell at him. I say, "He's awake." And by the time I could get "he's awake" out, this doc is pushing me over and trying to get past me to get out the gate.
Yeah, all I got to do is outrun you.
Just got to beat me. Yeah. But luckily, the bear was pretty groggy.
He couldn't find you.
He was pretty hungover from that. From that dart.
Oh dear. Right. That'd make your old heart go pitty patter.
Oh, and it did. Yeah, it did. And then we wrestled a kangaroo.
Oh.
Those son of a guns will knock the pins out from under you, boy. The tail.
That's the dangerous end.
The tail. They'll rear up on their tail and then thump you with their back feet.
Right,
too.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we had the feet sequestered, but he was knocking the snot out of the guy in the back with his tail and trying to bite me anywhere he could.
You didn't have handcuffs for
his
tail?
I had his short little hands in my hands. Hey, folks will want to stay tuned for next
Absolutely,
week.
Absolutely.
That's right, because we're doing a little equine therapy.
That's right.
Beautiful. So stay tuned.
Okay.
And folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
Well, you could, but you shouldn't.
Don't do it.